This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Senior U.S. officials said Wednesday they're pressing Russia to immediately release detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield told reporters she's spoken with her Russian counterpart about the case and expressed what she called a strong, strong demand that the journalist be released immediately. At a news conference Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes Gershkovich is being wrongfully detained in Russia.
We are working through the determination wrongful detention. And there's a process to do that, and it's something that we're working through very deliberately, but expeditiously as well.
Russian authorities detained Gershkovich on March 29th and accused the Wall Street Journal reporter of espionage. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled Wednesday to neighboring Poland to meet with leaders there, as well as members of the public and Ukrainian refugees who fled after Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Polish officials said his talks with President Andrzej Duda and Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki would include discussion of the conflict, as well as international support and cooperation. Poland has been a key ally for Ukraine. The UN Refugee Agency says there are 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have registered for temporary protection status in Poland. Poland has also served as a main hub for other Ukrainian partners to send in military and humanitarian aid. The United States and the United Nations, rather, said Wednesday it condemns in the strongest terms the Taliban's decision to prohibit Afghan women from working for the world body in Afghanistan, calling the ban unlawful and unacceptable. In a statement, the UN office in Kabul said the decision constitutes an unparalleled violation of women's rights. This is VOA News.